Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skidmark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week. A preview of today's games and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, you want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two of Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app. 99.5 HD2 YouTube and Twitch for the kids.
Time's flying right by, huh?
I know. I was going to say hour number two, or technically halfway through hour one still.
Yeah, still in the middle of, yeah, I think that's the one.
Who is winning? What is occurring? We got Kirk Herbstreit on the TV right now talking about why Bama should get in, I'm sure. Then they'll have Nick Saban on there talking about why Bama should get in, I'm sure. And then they'll have Booker McFarland on there talking about why Bama should get in, I'm sure. That is going to be one of the biggest debates as we're about to get the rankings here soon. College football playoff selection show on ESPN at this moment of time is what team gets in, because the biggest shakeup in all this yesterday was Clemson beating SMU in the ACC championship, which, by the way, I mean, SMU climbing back in that game to even give themselves a chance.
Yeah.
And then Clemson getting the kick return, getting a playoff, and sinking a 56-yard field goal to win that game. I mean, holy crap, anyways.
Yeah. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was kind of going for SMU.
Oh, I was a little too. Bit. I mean, a fan of seeing something I haven't seen before. So a team like an SMU, a team like Arizona State.
Yeah.
Going to the college football playoff, teams winning championships that I haven't seen, that, because I feel like I can always go back on, like, I remember when this team won their first championship. I remember when this team beat this team, you know, for the first time. Like SMU, I mean, SMU has not been relevant in my lifetime.
No.
Up until a couple of years ago. And this is,
I think I was like 3 or 4 when they were relevant.
And then, so, I mean, kudos to them for almost winning that game against Clemson last night. But that has now created this problem that the selection committee has, is that last at-large bid is, do you give it to a two-loss SMU team that just barely lost in the ACC championship game? Or do you give it to an SEC team, three-loss Alabama? And that's what they're looking at right now. That is,
which is
or do
insane.
You give it to, and they're not going to do this, do you give it to Miami, who has two losses as well, but didn't make the ACC? I think Miami, they're done. They're not going to.
Miami doesn't have a signature win. As much as I'm a huge fan of the U. Like, that's my, as a kid and everything growing up, like, when I was in high school, Miami was the team, you know, and so I've always had like a lot of respect and a lot of love for the U. However, I don't really think they have like a great win to hang their hat on this season. And they've got two losses that probably shouldn't have been losses at all. But hey, you know, what can you say at this point? So I think they might be out. But you already know.
Miami also has like three or four wins that probably were close to being lost. I mean, they should have lost that Cal game straight up.
Yeah, they definitely do, which is why I don't think they'll get that call.
No.
So yeah, again, Bama is just, if for nothing else, for financial reasons, to have Bama in the playoff the first year would make sense to me.
Who does ESPN have a deal with, a TV contract with? What conference are they? Oh, that's right, SEC.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's really hard to, as we're talking about conference championships, it's really hard to look on the TV and see Boise State beating UNLV 21-7.
I know. You're running Rebs.
I was thinking, and there's a real shot. There's a real shot that this works out, and they make this playoff.
Until it didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking that could really happen today.
And here again, did I not say they were going to be filibustering? It's like, before we show you the selection.
Oh yeah,
God, they're just
here. Is the recap of the conference champions and some resumes of those contenders for first round buys?
How do you draw out something that's really only 10 minutes long on a 2-hour show?
Oh. ESPN will do it.
Yeah, they'll make sure they do.
I guess another debate that they're, you know, currently having right now, but it's like, who do you give a first round bye to? Do you give it to Boise State? Do you give it to Arizona State? You know, like, they're showing the key wins. Arizona State has key wins against Kansas State, BYU, Iowa State, whereas the Boise State key wins are, sorry, Rashad, UNLV twice, and Washington State.
I resent your tone as you say that, but yeah.
And also, I feel like Boise State gets propped up by their loss more than their wins. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, but Boise State, they barely lost to Oregon. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, they lost. And if you're using a loss as a way to prop up the resume, like, then what about Arizona State? Like, look at their losses. One of their losses, they didn't have their starting quarterback. And then I forget if that was the Texas Tech game. God, I'm forgetting their other loss that they had. But again, if we're going to start like putting value in losses, like, all right, well, let's start doing that for every team then.
I think we kind of have to. And I think that's what they're going to do in the case of Alabama. And they're going to look at those losses and who are they to? Okay, well.
One of them was to Oklahoma, where they only scored 3 points. Yeah. And Oklahoma is terrible.
We're not going to talk about that game. That one doesn't matter. Like, hey. But no, I do think, you know, strength of schedule and who you lose to is an important aspect of this whole thing. You know, I think if Ohio State...
Excuse me, it was Cincinnati that Arizona State lost to when they did not have their quarterback, Sam Levitt, Westland Zone.
I remember Cincinnati, just 2 years ago, was in the playoff. Wasn't it two seasons ago when Cincinnati was, or was it three? Either way, within the last 3 years.
I think three seasons ago. Because 2 seasons ago was TCU was in the national championship game, and that was not the same year as Cincinnati being in the playoffs. So, yeah, it was Cincy 3 years ago, TCU 2 years ago, and then Washington, Texas, Michigan, and Alabama last year.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all a matter of perspective when we start talking about those fringe teams, those ones that we know, you know, it could be not. Like, it's going to be a lot of favoritism. So I think a lot of people are going to be kind of pissed off that if there is, you know, a 3-loss Bama team that happens to make the playoff, and then you got some other 2- and 3-loss teams that aren't. But here's a great thing about this, though, and I was kind of thinking about this. Oregon's biggest thing for the longest time has been the need to stay perfect in order to make it to the playoff, right? Man, we have to go 11-1. You got to go 12-0 just to be able to be in that, in the conversation of that. Got to win the conference championship just to be in the conversation to go to the playoff. Now, we're seeing the teams with two losses are going to be in. So all of a sudden, like, that need to for perfection every year, which is, I'm sure, what everybody wants on the team, but that's a lot of pressure on everybody to make sure that, man, we cannot lose a game, but especially without a preseason, without a tune-up game. Can't lose a game. So I think a lot of that pressure's off. You're going to see Oregon make the playoff and probably win a lot.
Okay, I'm going to make an executive decision, and I'm going to go to break because, shocker, ESPN is filibustering. I wouldn't even be surprised if they try to go to a commercial break before releasing the bracket. So right now they're talking to reporters in Alabama and SMU about, you know, how the teams are feeling. So let's take a quick break. Hopefully by the time we come back, they will start getting to the bracket announcement here, and we will have that reaction for you live right here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan. All right. We are back here on Football Sunday. And wouldn't you know it, ESPN milking those advertising dollars, baby, right now.
Nice Billy Idol.
Yeah, right now I'm seeing something for Align yogurt tablets to help with your gut health.
I hate that.
I'm sure they're delicious.
Hey, I'm sure there's a lot of people right now that are going through some indigestion, wondering if their team's going to make it, what they're going to be seated as, you know. I don't blame them. I might need an Align tablet right now.
Yeah, guess who's not, though? Anybody in the state of Oregon. I think they're good. I think there's no real worry about where they're going to play the first round. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, not at all. So, Oregon won. I think it would probably be safe to say that, Georgia will be 2?
That's what we're hearing, I think.
Yeah, Georgia 2. And then it's just a matter of, yeah, where do you put the ACC? Do you put Arizona State as the 3?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I think you have to. I mean, if it's between Arizona State and Boise State, like...
Well, again, do you give Clemson the 3 and then Arizona State the 4?
Any combination of those is fine because you don't want to put a Mountain West school. Sorry to the UNLV running Rebels.
No,
sorry
no
to the Boise
taken.
State Broncos. But you don't want to put a Mountain West school in the situation where they're getting a bye. Their schedule is not strong enough. And I'm so confused. I guess I didn't really understand this, but I'm not alone. A lot of people are kind of confused by the college football playoff ranking rules. I didn't think a Mountain West school, even the conference champion, was able to even get a first round bye. I kind of thought they were more included in like the at-large bids because that's kind of the level of maybe what their schedule is, and we just assumed that going in, but we were all proven wrong this
and
year.
Also, remind you, the removal of the Pac-12 basically made it easier for you to tell a school like Boise State from the Mountain West to be able to get in. Honestly, like if the Pac-12 were still around, that champion would clearly be the one that would be there, and then the Mountain West team would be an at-large bid. But yeah, but the only way for a Mountain West team to sincerely secure a bye is they have to go undefeated.
Yeah,
that's going to be the only way in the future that that a Mountain West team is going to be able to make it in, like with no problem, is win your Mountain West championship and go undefeated.
Yes. Also, to go back onto that SMU Alabama at large thing, because for God's sakes, I hope that ESPN is about to start announcing some of these rankings, which I believe they're doing right now. Alabama. Or SMU, the committee said, we're not going to punish teams for losing a conference championship game. If that's the case, I mean, SMU's got to be in then. You can't punish them to be like, well, you should have won that game, and now we're going to give it to Alabama. And Alabama being rewarded for beating an Auburn team at the end of the year and then Citadel School for the Blind after losing to Oklahoma.
Derek Zoolander, Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good, and like, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't get rewarded for that, I don't think, just because you're Alabama. That's just me personally.
The rankings have begun.
Breaking news, guys.
Oregon is number 1.
Breaking freaking news.
Shocker, at 13-0, the only undefeated team remaining in the country. They are number 1 seed in the college football playoff bracket. And the number 2 seed goes to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Man.
At 11-2 after they beat Texas last night in the SEC championship game, in an overtime SEC championship game.
Will Ortner was teasing me that Georgia was going to get a number 1 seed over Oregon. Not really. Like, obviously it was a joke, but
I was going to say, there's no way he was serious.
No,
that.
We okay. were messing with each other.
Thank God.
Then I was, you know, kind of going back and being like, oh, I could hear the justification. Well, you know, Georgia's worst two losses are actually better than Oregon's
and
worst
let's look
win.
At the strength of schedule, too.
So, yeah, we need to, you know, see what conference that, no, shut up. But it is pretty funny. Even, I know they have beaten Texas, but. Even after two losses, to see them as the number two seed.
All right, and they're about to announce the number three seed because, again, it comes down to these three conference championship champions,
Boise
Arizona
State,
Boise State, and Clemson, and Boise State gets the three seed.
Wow.
So Boise State, they come in as the ninth-ranked team, but that is the third highest-ranked conference champion. So Boise State will get a first-round bye in the college football playoff.
I love it. Go Mountain West.
It could be an Oregon v. Boise State national championship.
I'm
just
down.
Just think about that.
Hey, sign me up. But Boise State, I mean, kudos to them. Kudos to their season. Kudos to Ash and Genty for putting the team on his back. Shout out to Dirk Cutter, too. Former Tampa Bay head coach, now OC at Boise State. Couldn't even tell you who their head coach is, but I can't tell you who the head coach is of the fourth ranked team, and that is Kenny Dillingham and the Arizona State Sun Devils. They will get a first round bye. Unbelievable. What a season for the Sun Devils. I said yesterday, I tweeted it out at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H, that Kenny Dillingham taking Arizona State to the conference championship game, winning it, and now getting a first-round bye in the first 12-team playoff is one of the most impressive coaching performances I have ever seen in my life, considering how he inherited that team after the mess Herm Edwards and that staff left him with. Just absolutely unreal.
And I want to say they were picked to finish
dead 10th, last.
You know, last, you know, in the Big 12, and here they are from the Pac-12, two teams from the Pac-12, first-round byes for the first-ever playoff, you know. Hey, man. Well, I guess the Pac-12 wasn't that bad, right?
No. Arizona State, they are the, I think they might have messed up the graphic or something like that, because it says they're they're ranked 12th, but it has them two spots behind Boise State. I would die if ESPN did mess up. Do you see what I'm looking at right there?
No, I see exactly what you're looking at.
Yeah.
So what's the 10th ranked team? 11?
Where's 11?
Math.
No, you don't need 11. That's not the point. Because the CFP rankings are not the top 12 rankings.
That's true.
That's why that makes sense.
So, like, Clemson is ranked 16th, but because they are the last conference champion, they get the 12th seed. So whoever Clemson goes up against, which will be the number 5 seed, which we would assume is probably going to be Texas. You're going to probably be looking at a Clemson-Texas first-round matchup at the 12-5. But Clemson is your last conference champion, so they get seeded in as the lowest seed possible at number 12. So now it's just finding out I guess, 5 through 11 is now at this point.
And this is interesting because we will see who will play Oregon here coming up in, what, about 3 minutes, I think?
If they
reveal it in order.
Number 3 ranked team, but the best at-large team is Texas at number 5. So Texas-Clemson will be your first-round matchup that will be played at Texas. So the Clemson Tigers taking on the Texas Longhorns in the 5 versus 12 matchup. The winner of that will go on to take Arizona State. That will be the... Were you throwing your hands up because of the UNLV head coach, Barry Odom?
Oh, I mean, can't get nothing to last over there, man.
Yeah, breaking news in the middle of this playoff reveal. UNLV head coach, Barry Odom, going to Purdue. So there
oh,
you
wow.
go there.
Wow.
I saw Rashad throw his hands up. I was like, they didn't even reveal anything yet. And then
oh
on the bottom
man.
Ticker.
Can't have nothing
so
nice
sorry,
in Vegas, man.
There goes the running Rebs with back-to-back 10-win season. Sorry about that.
Do you see Texas's celebration compared to all the others? That was so funny.
Not amused.
Just golf clap.
Yeah, they're in the cafeteria eating.
It's a hard day for Texas.
Tough
you know,
day.
Like after last night's game, and then you have to, pretty sure you're forced to go to the cafeteria and do this right now. You're already pissed off because you could have been playing in the first bowl game. So that's crazy.
Penn State gets the 6th seed. After losing to the Ducks in the Big Ten Championship game, they are ranked 4th, but they are the 2nd at-large team. So they come in at number 6. So depending on who they are, that would be the 11th seed that they're going to be playing. So this could be the SMU or Alabama, I believe, at large bid here that they might be revealing next.
Yes,
they,
to be 11, yeah.
They might be tabling that for the end. They might want to save the
Yeah, that's going to be the big surprise.
Last. Yeah, the I don't know reveal. If they're going to show this just yet. But Penn State, whoever they play, it will be at Penn State. And that will go to the winner of that will go to Boise State. Yeah, they're not showing who that last at-large team is. So they skipped to number 7, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the next at-large team behind Penn State. And whoever they end up facing will go on to take on Georgia in the next round. But Notre Dame will host a playoff game. They are the number 5 ranked team, but number 7 in the rankings. So they will take the 7 seed, and the whoever they end up facing here that they will reveal here in a second will go up against Georgia in the quarterfinals. Nice little finish to Notre Dame's season after losing to Northern Illinois early in that season.
Yeah, that was their only real, obviously their only slip up, you know, of the season. Without that win, maybe they're a 5 seed, you know, at the very least or the very most. So,
and here's what Oregon fans are waiting to see is what that 8 versus 9 matchup is going to be. And the first team is revealed. Number 8 is Ohio State.
Not a surprise there.
So Ohio State, the number 8 team, and then they will probably show the number 9 team next, which all roads to lead to Tennessee. Rocky Top at this point is who we believe is going to get that number 9 seed. Nice for Ohio State and Tennessee. I mean, they just didn't even have to do anything this week, and they get seeds.
That's huge.
Same with Notre Dame, though, in a sense, right? They just had to just sit and wait, but they took care of their business at 11-1. I mean, besides Boise State, Notre Dame is the only other one-loss team in all of this. But we have 3 slots remaining in the college football playoff bracket, the first 12-team bracket ever. And so it comes down to Tennessee. Again, coming, they're probably going to get this 9 seed that they'll reveal here in a second, which they just have. So it will be Ohio State versus Tennessee and that game will be played at Ohio State. The winner of Ohio State Tennessee will take on Oregon. So those are your 2 potential matchups for the Oregon Ducks in the quarterfinals.
I will never root so hard for Ohio State in my life.
And I feel like real quickly. Maybe we do it after they reveal these last 2 spots. Why you need to, or you need to share why you are not a Tennessee fan.
Oh, not a problem, man. Not a problem.
But Oregon will either take on Ohio State, a rematch from the Big Ten matchup earlier this year, or they will take on Tennessee in the quarterfinals, which I am going for that matchup. I want to see them play as many great teams as possible one season en route to a national championship. I want to see them take on an SEC team just to have also that feather in their cap of beating an SEC team in the college football playoffs and in this 2024 season. But that will be their potential matchup, either Ohio State or Tennessee. And again, they have said that is a Rose Bowl game that will be.
So now look at the potential path to a championship for Oregon. At least in my mind, this seems to be the hardest way to go. You're looking at if you win over Tennessee or Ohio State, Texas or Arizona State, and then, you know, facing in the championship, whoa, possibly Georgia.
Just dismissing Dabo, huh?
I don't think Clemson's going to get it done against Texas. Sorry, yes, I am absolutely dismissing Dabo. But Oregon would have to play a Tennessee, possibly, then a Texas, then a Georgia to get the Natty? Are you freaking kidding me?
Welcome to the 12-team playoff.
Wow.
And welcome to the 12-team playoff. Indiana, the Indiana Hoosiers, who I forgot, another one-loss team after the amazing season that Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers had there. They get the 10 seed and will be taking on Notre Dame. In Notre Dame, in South Bend, Indiana, that is the 7-10 matchup. The winner of that game will go on and take on Georgia, which I'm trying to remember what all the bowl games are and everything, like for the quarterfinals. I don't know if they've, I'm guessing that will be either the Peach Bowl in Atlanta or the Sugar Bowl is my guess, the quarterfinal games. And now it comes down to who are they going to give that final spot to, either Alabama or SMU. And they have to show you for the 8th time during this broadcast their resumes before. And I'm going to guess that they're going to go back to the panel And they're going to ask all of them their opinions.
Damn it.
They're going to ask Nick Saban what he thinks.
And do you think we get another commercial break in here?
Of course.
From ESPN.
What time is it? Oh, they might go to a break for...
I don't know. They went straight back to the graphic of the bracket. They might just reveal it here. But
here we go.
There is only one spot
Roll
left.
Tide.
Who is going to play Penn State? Who is the final at-large bid in the college football playoff, the 12-team field? The winner of that game is going to be... meet Boise State in the quarterfinal round. The suspense is killing me. I can't take it. I am waiting for the Alabama A to show up. I think they're going to do it.
They're absolutely going to do it.
I think they're going to screw SMU here, and they're going
to
put
the
in
fact
Alabama.
That they haven't had to put a graphic up about should it be SMU or Alabama kind of lets you know, like, okay, we know where this is going
to
go.
I swear to God, after what SMU did last night, coming back in that game and almost winning. And giving themselves a chance against Clemson. I mean, like, they were literally, oh, my God, they give it to SMU.
They do the right thing.
SMU gets the final at-large bid over Alabama, and the college football playoff committee does the right thing.
No. No.
Yes, yes.
And no. Holy
S. That is James
S.
Franklin, by the way. So
I cannot believe they actually did it. They have a soul. They have a heart. They have a brain. And Alabama is the first team out, Miami the second team out, and the SMU Stangs are going to take on Penn State in the first round, and the winner of that game will take on Boise State. But our 12-team bracket is official. It is the first 12-team bracket in college football FBS history, and it is Oregon, Georgia, Arizona State, Boise State with your first round byes, and then your matchups are SMU, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Tennessee, and then Clemson, Texas.
Look how pissed Kirk and Nick look.
Oh, I'm sure they're
all pissed they are.
Well, and don't forget what's his nuts,
Kalen DeBoer, new head coach at Alabama,
the former quarterback of Alabama. No, that they have on there, Greg McElroy.
Oh yeah, McElroy's on there.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
look
on the
at
panel.
The very right.
Yeah,
I mean, guys, that is insane to me.
I can't believe they did it.
Alabama beat Missouri. Alabama beat Georgia this season.
Oh, listen to the Alabama honk over here. Listen to this.
I'm not a honk. I get that Tennessee beat them, but. Yikes. Yeah. I guess they, you know what? I guess I do find it good that we live in a world where SEC teams don't get this handed to them. Let's
also
say that.
This is also, I mean, a direct result of you losing that Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
That was one of the biggest indictments of your season. And if that maybe happens earlier in the season, it's enough time for people to forget and for you to build up goodwill where you're like, look how we've played these last 4, 5, 6 weeks. Losing to that Oklahoma team this
and only
year,
scoring three.
Dude, that is such an indictment on this team. But I really can't believe that they made the right call. I mean, SMU, they are they lost one game in the regular season. Alabama lost three. Also look at it that way. Like, try to take the two-loss aspect out of their record, because one of those was just last night in a last-second field goal against Clemson in an ACC championship game. Try and take that part out of it. And the committee said, we're not going to punish teams that have a loss in a conference championship game. And they stuck to it, and they include SMU. Alabama is not in it. I just can't believe they did it. I really can't.
I'm really, really happy as a football fan, because we're often used to seeing Big Brother Alabama just kind of get handed, or really any whatever the flavor of the month is from Georgia or from the SEC that kind of gets handed that spot because the SEC is so competitive and everything. So I'm happy to see that they let SMU compete, let them see what they can do. What if SMU... I mean, I'm knocking on faux marble here, but what if they're able to make it to the championship? I don't think it's going to happen, but shoot, man, they put themselves in a position to potentially, we've seen crazier things happen in the playoffs. So,
well, how about this? Let's take a break and let's do our brackets. We do it during March Madness. I guess it's a December debacle. What do we call this now? Well, if there's March Madness, is it December debacle? Is it January? What's something that starts with a G? That is a synonym for madness. We'll come up with jaunt. A name during the break. The January jaunt.
That's kind of light madness.
Sounds like a dance from the 50s.
All
right, everybody.
The January jaunt. It's better than January jingle. So right, I don't know.
Let's do a break. We'll figure out an alliteration for the bracket, and we'll do a bracket. Let's do our brackets live on air, shall we? Our first 12-team bracket ever in the college football playoff FBS history right here on Football Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update. All right, so we didn't look up the thesaurus, a different word for madness. That's December or January. You can do that now.
January jam.
The January jam.
January joust.
That's pretty good.
The January joust.
Jam's better than joust.
Okay.
Joust means fight, though, at least, kind of.
Yeah, the video game NBA jam. Pretty cool. Yeah.
I just look up madness in the thesaurus. Strongest matches, delusion. The December delusion. Oh, these are the December delirium. December derangement. These don't have the
doesn't roll the way I want it to.
Yeah, December derangement sounds funny, but it doesn't roll.
The source sucks. What are they doing? All right, let's take a look at the bracket. Actually, it's pretty fun. Colin Wilson, I believe, of the Action Network, a gambling guy. He is already getting some of the projected gambling spreads for potential quarterfinal matchups for some of the 1-4 seeds.
Okay.
But let's break down the bracket, baby. The 5-12 matchup, Clemson at Texas. Projections for the spread of that game is Texas is a 14.5-point favorite. Clemson at Texas, 5-12, the winner versus Arizona State. Who do you got?
5-12. I think I want to go Arizona State. You know,
No. Texas versus Clemson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The winner takes on Arizona State.
Texas versus Clemson. I'm sorry. I like Texas in this game. I think Texas, their kryptonite just happens to be Georgia. As long as they can kind of stay away from Georgia, I think they should be fine. But I think Clemson is one of those teams, and I'm not going to say limped into the playoff, but. Yeah, like they weren't as strong as we're used to seeing Clemson teams be over the last little bit. So I think Texas has been one of the best teams all year outside of two hiccups against a really, really good Georgia team.
Texas, I don't really need to say much more. Best defense, and they're great. So,
I'm going Tejas as well. I think they get the dub in that first round. So then it would be a Texas-Arizona State Peach Bowl matchup there. In the 8-9, Tennessee at Ohio State, projection spread for that one is Ohio State -6 over Tennessee. Rashad, why do you dislike Tennessee so much?
Because a Tennessee legend stole my lady right in front of me, basically.
Well, it was a weird thing.
Like, it was super weird. And those colors are gaudy, and I hate the song Rocky Top, and it was a great experience, but a crappy one as well.
But mostly because of a former Tennessee player taking your girl.
And screw the Olympics, you know what I'm saying? But
was it track and field?
Yeah, it
was. Okay, that's
like,
right.
You know, Olympian medalist. Who cares? Like, you know. But for those reasons alone, man, let's go Buckeyes.
All right, so Buckeyes for Rashad. What about you, Jordan Schultz?
I want to say Tennessee, but I think Ohio State's going to get it done. I think it'll be a rematch, Ohio State v. Oregon. They're a little shorthanded right now, but Chip Kelly and Ryan Day, man, they've been getting it a lot lately in the media, so I'm assuming they would like to right that ship, and they'd like to maybe answer some of the haters with some results on the field. So they'll be giving their best effort against Tennessee, and they'll most likely get the win.
Yeah, as much as I want to go with Tennessee in this one, I'm going to go Ohio State as well. I think that somehow, some way, they're going to be able to rally the troops after, you know, losing their last game at home against Michigan and using that as somewhat of a fuel to be like, hey, let's not lose this opportunity. We have a chance to go out of our home stadium with a win, feeling good about leaving Columbus and going in and getting our redemption against Oregon. Now, that's the tough part, is you don't want to look ahead, right? Like, that's was kind of their problem why they lost to Michigan, is they were probably looking ahead at the Big Ten championship game, and they were able to fall short of that by falling to Michigan. But I'm going to go Ohio State. I think they are the better team. I think they're more talented team. Hope it's a great game. Hope Tennessee wins, but I'm going Ohio State. In the next matchup, the 6 versus 11, SMU at Penn State. Penn State right now projected to be a 9-point favorite.
I love Penn State. I love the way they played last night. You know, they kind of got a little chippy, and I think some of those bad decisions kind of resulted in a lot of penalties for them. If they can kind of tie that up, last night would have been was a tough game for Oregon, you know, in certain aspects. So I think they'll be able to handle SMU.
Yeah, I don't really see any trouble for Penn State. They played way better against Oregon than most people thought they were, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So yeah, they'll be moving on.
Which is crazy because they were 11-1. So I don't know what people were thinking.
Well, because James Franklin is A, 1-13, now 1-14 against teams in the top five. Fair and enough. B, they have weapons on offense, but Kotelnicki, like, he worked some magic last night. Their offense did not look like that at all this season.
Yeah, I'm going to go Penn State as well. Honestly, and I'm basing that off of, their performance last night. I did not think that offense for Penn State was going to put up that many points. I thought their defense had some pretty solid moments last night as well. Yes, they gave up a lot of points, but I think that's a really great team that they have over there at Penn State. And SMU, they have had a great season, but I think there's just that talent disparity. And again, what Drew Aller and that offense did last night was surprising. And I think it just earned a little bit more of a take them seriously and a little bit more respect. And I think that I, again, hope it's a good one. I don't hope SMU goes flaming out and that, you know, their season wraps up in a bad loss. So I'll go Penn State over SMU to take on Boise State in the next round. Indiana, Notre Dame.
I'm going Notre Dame. I mean, one loss in the season. They shouldn't really have that one. I'm going
Indiana has one loss.
Indiana does have one loss, but, you know, I'm going Notre Dame.
Schedule hasn't been as hard for Indiana. I'm going Notre Dame as well.
All right. I'm going to go Indiana. Give all it right. to me, baby. The Fighting Kurt Cignettis. They have been doubted all year long, and that is going to be our first round of home matchup. That would be classic Notre Dame, too, baby. Indiana getting the upset.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. What a great week of games, man. Like, what a this slate of games is going
to
be awesome.
Joe, how about this? How about we go to break and wrap up the show with our final picks, okay?
I was just right there with you.
Sorry, Jordan. Brother. I'm live producing on the air, by the way. It's what happens when we all come all in good. Late.
Gosh, it'd be nice if maybe we had another hour. We will come back after the commercial break and give our projections of quarterfinals, semifinals, and championship matchup next here, Football Sunday, 10 of the Fin. All right, since we don't have another hour, we're going to keep the suspense up just like ESPN and make you wait a whole week.
Yeah, we're outdoing ESPN on that one. I love it.
Yeah, we're gonna wait a whole week to do the rest of our brackets. Plus, we also have 2 weeks until the first games are played on the 20th and 21st, I believe, are those first round games. But thanks for riding with us as we reveal the rankings live on air and react with you all out there. Rashad, thank you for showing up.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, thanks for having a show in general, right? Thankful for that.
Good luck, Jordan.
Appreciate you guys.
Heads up, man.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you. Love you all.
And everybody out there, have a great Football Sunday. Enjoy some NFL. That's about to kick off here in a couple minutes, and we will see you next week at 8, 9, who knows. We'll send out a tweet and let you all know as soon as we do. For Joe Fisher and the rest of the team here, have a great Sunday. We'll catch you next week. Peace.